Anything you want me to do? By the way, we've had from time to time, we've had some people make inquiries about people's temples, you know, and so on. And I've had lots of good things circulating, and this is fine. I think it's partly attributable to you, to the fact that you're getting out the, you know, the information, the word. And this is good. It's wholesome. Appreciate the way that you folks have been kind of helping and supporting that Northern California, the organization out there, you know, Christian churches.
We think a lot of Carl. And
Carl's very high on your work and all. He's,
and also Jerry McCarg, Dennis Short, and Dr. Malott in Southern California.
What do you know? That's interesting that they... they're a different stripe than... but that's interesting that they'd work with you as close as you. That's great. That's all right. Marvelous.
We get along very well.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really great. Well, Mike, is there anything that I can do or we can do back here?
Well, that's really kind of you to offer, Wade. And I think let me talk with Tim about it, because there may be some things. I know we've been looking for a plane and...
Airplane?
Yeah, I don't know how serious it is yet, but we thought it might be advantageous.
That innocent, if you say that you want to work in school and get all that, that's the kind of city that you think they're bad, you know. They like their
kids. They can't get you, though. If you stay, they don't get you. Where he got is when he went to the show and didn't go to church.
To a whole night
Is he one of the corrupt ones too? Or?
Oh yeah.
He is. Does he take money? If
you do one for anything, I would spend you to do another.
Yeah.
Well, some of those policemen take drugs. I hear that they take the drugs away from people and take the drugs themselves. Is that true?
Oh, it was a write-up in the second.
About that. Your husband knows of that?
Oh yeah. He's faithful. Yes.
No, I mean he's seen it with his fellow policemen.
No, I don't know. You would have to take your own thing.
I didn't tell you on the story. Have he told you about it though?
One little kid, 12 years old, turned his father in. He was a policeman on dope.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah, his brother's back now. This might have come in your face.
It probably makes your husband sick to see all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Being a member of the church and then having to see all that stuff.
Right. But, it's a form of living that you, a lot of times, what do they say they do? They just close the eyes.
Yeah, you have to do it. I have to do that, too.
Don't
you?
On your job?
Yeah. I bet you do. Do you work, son?
I work on call. I was working regularly at the hospital, but it was a little bit too much for me. Mm-hmm. So I just work on call.
But that
officer
felt like an answer. I
can
get in and
stick it
on.
What was his name?
Kevin.
It must be hard.
A lot of corruption.
Really?
And if you don't, if what they say, you can't listen to journal. But I don't do.
No.
I knew that. My husband told me his that where they'd offer him money or something, or fries, or give him a dinner, or offering stuff and not sell stuff.
No. The person that he works with don't kind of bribe him.
They wouldn't let him. They finally caught him in a door, when they smashed the door in his face,
The police set him up because they couldn't buy him.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it was probably something
that happened. No, I had a depression, but I will try to find it and read it, because I have to read this book.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Look there.
How do they get each other off and say, you get a ticket? He gives me a ticket. You and I are friends, and you say to him, well, this is my friend. How is he held it up by getting me off? I'm having to pay it.
usually when a ticket is written, it have to be boarded or something at this issue.
Once it's written.
Yeah, because they have a number, see, in those books. And so it's kind of one of those things. You go to court, go before a judge, and the judge, you know.
They pull some strings
and the judge is a crooked too.
The judge is a crooked too. You can't get away from it, do you? And they when they have their friends, they let them off. Huh? The judge,
But anyway, he was really hitting those people.
He was.
And they moved him.
Oh, I bet they did. Well, did your husband ever feel like killing any of those policemen?
I know.
He must see a lot of corruption.
What I hate is when they back black children in the head. When they get them on the
street. And that's when you get caught up there. I didn't know when he was treated, but at Grayson and High School District, 16-year-old long soccer ball player. And all such stupid guys, actually came out of the play. And the officers shot him. He had a broomstick. They had been to the stadium. Like, did you see that in paper? He had been to skating line, right? He had another boy, and he had a broomstick. And the officer made like he thought it was a gun. You know, of all things, he was better than that. And they were playing close. They did them like they did me. They didn't know from what they were, just some honkers, maybe one to pick at. Hollered, stop, and the boys run faster. And they didn't stop in the shop. They wanted to kill one. Oh, the city was angry.
What would you do with that? You wonder about that. If you saw that happening.
Well, that actually happened.
That actually happened.
That actually happened right inside here last year.
You got to face it. What if it was your child?
Yeah, you
know. What would you do if it was your child? What about these mothers that are in this
situation? I don't know what I would do. I don't think I could have been as calm as those boys and mothers were.
Exactly. What would you do, blast them with a gun?
I would just calm him down. I never mean when I get mad.
What did you do?
Don't do anything like that to a mom and say that. He thought this little short room sandwich was people with a gun.
What would you want to shoot him?
And the boys were running with him.
Yeah. What would you want to do, shoot him?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Yes, ma'am.
Policemen or not, huh?
Policemen or not. They fall just as hard as anybody else.
Just like the president.
Just like the president. Well, what do you think about the Vietnam thing with the president? Just in Vietnam.
That's a bunch of it. You must have heard that. That's a bunch of shit.
Yeah, I think.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever think you'd like to, like, blow up some of their napalm or something and stop that?
Yeah, how some of the kids laid their bodies down and blew up these plants where they make these
fires. So they can't napalm those babies? Do you ever think about that?
Well,
you know what a revolutionary does. Revolutionary
stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're not afraid. They take their body. It's a virus.
Sacrifice.
Yes.
Would you be willing to blow up, you know, like put a bomb in?
Anything I believe in. No, yes. My body just, I know it will go someday. You just might as well go.
She used her own
starting mission. That's all right, but it doesn't give anything about that.
Patricia Hurston.
Yes, that was sickening. That's Paula Dinner.
What they did, you
mean? That's something I haven't understood yet. I don't believe Patty was doing it in this house.
You mean when they burned it down?
No, don't think she don't want to get that.
Never went to it. You don't believe her. What do you think she's doing now?
She's been taking care of somebody. Oh.
You think she really believes what she's doing, or she just
brainwashed? Well, it's not really affected. I don't see anything that they're doing.
Do you think she's changed though? When she was a wealthy capitalist, and now she talks about liberation. Do you think that's good? If she talks about liberation,
if she really means it, it's good.
Well, what do you think, like, when she stood in the bank with a gun and she's changed her whole way of...
That's something I haven't quite understood yet.
Well, do you think the banks have the right to have
that? I don't understand either. How can these people do so much and get away?
Uh-huh.
They live within blocks of the FBI. I think the FBI had something to do with it, too.
Do you think the FBI had something to do with it?
Yeah, I think they know about it. Somebody in there jumping. Because they couldn't do that much. They live in San Francisco, in left San Francisco, and with the Los Angeles. Matter of fact, I heard on the radio the other day that even Anderson, you know, they write all this stuff about they're thinking different about him now. So you never know.
He's FBI?
Opposite to what he said he is. So, you never know.
Well, like with Patricia Hearst, I mean, like, say she were to come to your house, would you hide her?
Yes, I would.
You would want the police together?
Yes, I would.
Put her in jail.
I would.
Like Angela Davis, what do you think about what she went through?
Well, Angela Davis went through a lot. I didn't quite understand all of it, but, I think she meant good for what she was
saying. When she stood up and said she was a communist, do you think that was the thing to do?
Well, she was honest, huh?
Yeah. I thought it was good that she did.
I don't believe in that.
I'm not intrigued with the police force, by it. Yeah. There's something wrong with some actors after having a chance killing, you know. But, well, on certain coats.
Yeah.
This was an actual true story. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that. I don't think they're any cleaner than they are anywhere else.
No, I don't think we have just about as much San Francisco or any other.
Will they give each other tickets? Elvis Cassidy stopped her husband. Would he give him a ticket? Put it on a face note?
They have cards to show. You know, I thought too, what I'd do if, like, I saw a house being blown up like that, you know, probably
scary.
You saw people being
blown up. It happened around dinner time. There was no dinner at all at home. It was just terrible.
What did it make you want to do?
Well, if you were there, you could just really, and I thought the police, if they didn't have to shoot that much.
Oh.
You look so sleepy.
I do. I just look sick.
I think that.
Inside of this room, jump up.
Did your husband react to that message?
Oh, yeah.
But he sure changed his voice now. He's a social student.
He's really a socialist too.
Who do you think is the most corrupt in the government now? In the fourth
administration?
Can I read you this?
For Kissinger. And, well, it just seems that they all are.
You like to kill them all, huh?
But they all are big cunts. Oh, they're selling us out, I think, in so many ways.
Would you, if you had the opportunity and you know they're going to destroy socialism and all the ways anywhere, would you hesitate to shoot them?
Well,
have you ever thought of...
Probably do right now.
said that. Yes, indeed. I have my son, right. I let the man go all the time, so I have to tell my son, yes, and I do have Mary Mitchell. I know I should.
I bet you do.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. For social.
Right.
Yes, strong, strong mind. And you're a liberated woman, too. Was that awesome?
How am I?
Seems to me. I call
her. In that area.
You remind me of, like, you know, some of the black freedom fighters who wouldn't stop for anything.
Can they do anything about that? Judge is so corrupt, that that is true.
Well, they haven't so far. Our college just goes around me. That's our death attorney, life attorney in Sacramento. You probably know you lived in Sacramento once, Steve. Did you know Nathaniel Collie is a personal friend of mine?
Is that right?
Who cooks Nathaniel Collie? I cook for him. He likes black cooking.
He's a black attorney?
Yes, he is. He's real good, too.
You well, see, now to the people, do they treat your husband totally equal? I just can't believe that.
My husband, I'll tell you, I don't have the personality that my husband has. He doesn't back off of anybody. He would just walk up to the president or governor, president or anybody. He's more forward than I am. I'm kind of standbackish.
Does he believe like you do in being violent to stop injustice?
I tell you, my husband is a fighter.
He's a fighter.
Good one.
No one is.
Anybody get recognition and he got him from our World War II. Had the whole front page of the tower on the
But he wouldn't. He doesn't believe in war anymore, does he?
Mm-hmm. It could become necessary.
No, I mean war. The
not this kind. No,
he only believes in liberation war.
He just hates.
He
means like Vietnam. He hates the kind that he fought. But he
was in World War II when they were fighting fascism. Uh-huh. It was different. Huh? Uh-huh.
But they fought.
I don't think he'd go to war now.
You have sons?
Oh yes, I have three sons. That's the one.
I could see why you want to
take a better one. Sacramento State.
Yeah, university.
In college?
Yes.
In Douglas?
My son?
Yeah.
And that's your brother. That's your born child. Yes.
How old is
he? Two boys. And I have one that's a half child. If I say, who keeps your half child? I said, I have a son that's a half child.
Don't
do
that. Half child. Does he do you this?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Do they know anything about socialism, or are you just kind of...
You know what? The colleges are teaching it more. My son is well aware of what's happening.
Right. What son is this son?
The only
one. What's his name?
L.T.
L.T. Is he the hairstylist?
No, Paul.
He's a good stylist, I can see.
Yeah, he's his mama daughter. Yeah, did you go to Sacramento State
before? I did for a short time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
They don't, I tell you what, young people now, they have put religion down. They don't care so much for religion anymore because they are kind of fed up and their preachers make them sick.
Yeah. Right. You don't like organized religion?
No, it is really sick. It could be beautiful if they do what they're supposed to do. But they don't do that.
Yeah.
They get involved in self, and that's as far as it goes.
Did you drive alone?
No, I had some people with me. Church is not
out. Take an offering.
I just want to wrap this in part.
Never talked to any of the people here. I like to say, I'm not pushy.
Well, we could see that, you know, like there hadn't been much discussion, you know, when we were talking earlier. And, you know, even though we're very large, we don't want to lose that personal aspect of one-to-one relationships. And we need to sit down and get to know each other better, you know?
I have enjoyed talking with you, and I want your lady to speak to you, just patch on the shoulder, and her. I just found out the other day that she was Judith's sister. And you are talking to him, boy, about the meeting, you know.
You come back to Douglas Manor, and they said, no, that's Eleanor Tennyson. And it was Eleanor Tennyson.
I have heard it so many times.
Maybe that's what I've been dealing with on that Sacramento thing. I thought it was you and got it all screwed up.
No, it wasn't that.
See, Mrs. Tennyson is the one that
I know.
how long? 3 years. You said you got it all messed up.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Oh, and you sure know what we're saying for, don't you?
Yeah.
2 years.
3 years.
I'm sure you know everything that Jim Jones stands for.
I listen. Some things I miss, but I'll try to.
Oh, it sounds like you have a
mismatch. Jane Shepherd spent a week with us, and I was telling Jim, honey, he said, I said, Jim, I don't talk much. I said, but I sure listen.
Yeah.
You learn more when you listen. You have the advantage of a person. If you're listening and they're doing all the talk, even if they make a mistake and don't repeat it back like it was, well, you can catch it, but a usual person is doing the talk.
You want to do more talking, though, because you have a good way to express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing a lot by having them talk.
Really?
You have a lot to give.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard John about the church at all?
Oh, my son's been playing.
Oh, there's never been?
No.
Which one is that?
The oldest one.
Elgin. He is in that grand?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a little.
He's in the one in Seoul, also. And you have another one, the hairdresser.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know.
Where's the shop at?
Oh, Grand Avenue. Right close to the school.
Yeah. What do they call it? What name of the shop?
Washington Barber Beauty.
Washington Barber Beauty. Mm-hmm. Is that his shop?
No. No,
oh, he just works in there.
Mm-hmm. But LT, he knows it's socialist and he supports
oh,
it
sure.
Because when he sends the money, because he wants to support
mm-hmm.
the socialist.
Well, he gives money to this church.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see.
He supports this.
He supports him. Yeah, he's going up on his program. He's coming up on the 20th. I haven't had
here
in our church.
You mean
yeah, people have
Sacramento?
To support it, like
in the 20th?
Yeah, the
20th. He's not going to be able to come, or he is?
No, he probably won't make it because they didn't come before.
Is he just doesn't want to come?
What was he doing before? I think he was out of town.
Oh,
yeah.
But he wants to support the
mm-hmm.
principle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're not socialist enough for
him. I wouldn't say that. Maybe just kind of haven't come yet.
What does he think of?
Like,
did he say, did he mention communism?
China?
Yeah, well, yeah. Uh-huh. He feels not like I do. That's awesome. He feels not like I feel about China. Something's good.
Would you like to go to China?
I would love to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to live there?
Your son feels that communists are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He must be think on his own and
think.
You'd like to live in China?
One thing you're fortunate for that you and your husband don't have haggle over is so many times the husband will give the wife a half or the wife will give him his pound. That your husband believes he believes the same as you do, like communism and socialism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's been a good man.
I can't tell you all the places he didn't go and all the places that he did go, but he let me go overseas, not really overseas, he let me go over to Jamaica. Because he didn't want to go because he said he was getting all of this and he wanted me to see some
tired
water, he wanted me to go on a ship of that form.
Well,
you can see it.
I'm sorry about him. Mike, where are you at?
Hmm?
Where are you at?
I hope I'm here. Yeah.
Staff. I see. Thank
you. Do some of the radio. We have
yeah.
Seen radio programs.
Yeah, yeah.
Or soft.
Yeah. I know.
These are pretty busy people.
These two, right?
They work hard.
They work hard.
There are a lot of people that work hard.
Sure.
I'd have to say this.
Oh, no,
I'd
have to say
it
that way.
Let's not get mushy.
Let's not get mushy.
They are busy people.
You said, let's not get mushy.
Well, if you want to brag, I mean, I did.
Well, Patty did it. Patty's a busy.
Good job, Patty. I'm just saying.
Patty's been in the church a long time.
She's
from Indiana.
Ohio.
She's from Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
She's
from
Ohio.
How
do
you remember
her? How did you get
yeah.
I don't know.
Ohio, California. Every place you've been, he's been on.
Cleveland.
I'm from San Francisco. You're from there too.
No, I've been there.
You mind me? Yes, I do.
I think we're going to get the offering here. They do them in San Francisco downstairs.
Oh, they do?
Can you drive?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.